First half, they shot 50% from three-point line. That's 33 points out of the 49 they scored. Second half, they shot 5 for 17, 29%. You know, you can live, obviously, with 29%, but you can't live with 50% when they take that many. We were a little slow on a couple of occasions. In other words, you really have to react quick, especially when they have King in there, when they have 4 3-point shooters around the perimeter. We were a little slow to react. Second half, we reacted like we had to. We made a nice run. I guess it was down to three. It was down to three one time. And at that point, we didn't score. We had three possessions that did not score, I think. So that was the key. But first half, they're rebounding. At halftime, I think they had 14 offensive rebounds to our six or something like that. That was just not acceptable. They're a good team because their inside players really go after the ball. And obviously, their guards are Final Four guards because they took them there last year. So it's a very good basketball team, very good combination. But I think we can play. We're going to have 2 weeks now where we play one game, and that's going to help us. We're supposed to get Dino Gregory back by the 12th, according to the powers that be, and look forward to that, him playing in our next game. And it'll give us more depth, more size on the inside. He's a very good defensive player, rebounder, and we need that. I can't say enough about Jordan Williams. He was a man out there tonight. You know, he battled. He was a force. Shot great free throws. You know, he's been working hard after practice every day to improve his free throw shooting. It was great to see it. Sean Mosley, you know, is one of those guys that just is great to have on the team because of how hard he goes. And, you know, tonight he really shot it well, but even without shooting the ball well, he does so many things that he really helps your team. And he was great out there tonight. And, you know, we just have to get more out of some people, and that's what we'll be working on, to try to find ways to do that. But, you know, the defense is a team thing. The rebounding is a team thing. We just have to do all that as a unit. And you don't play a lot of teams as good as Villanova, but we'll play teams that good, and we have to be able to win those games, and that's going to be our goal.
Jay mentioned that when you go zone like you guys did at times, you're kind of gambling a little bit on rebounding and whatnot.
It's everybody says it's harder to rebound, but I'll look at the tape. But you have to go after the ball, whether you're playing man-to-man or zone. I think we stood on a couple rebounds thinking that somebody else has it. But for the problem with zone, I think a lot of times, is you assume somebody else is going to get the rebound, so you don't move. And, you know, man-to-man, you know, you're supposed to keep your guy off the glass, at least you know that part. But rebounding is still going after the ball. That is John Wooden's thing. That's not my thing. He really believes in that to this day, and I agree. You know, the team that goes after the ball the hardest is usually the best rebounding team.
Jordan has established himself in rebounding-wise before, but offensively, it's been a breakout night for him tonight. What do you think contributed to that?
Well, he's figuring it out. It takes time. This is his eighth game. He's played against some really good inside players already, and I think he feels that when he plays really hard, he can compete at that level, so... I was really pleased with what he did tonight, and I think he can get better. He's only going to gain confidence as we go along here, and I think having Dino kind of have his back is going to change things a little bit too, because he's not going to have to worry so much about foul problems, things like that. Like we're, you know, one inside player away from being in trouble if he gets his third foul in the first half, so that won't be the case with Dino back.
You mentioned those three possessions you had there in the second half when it was at three. What did you see on those possessions? Shots.
Yeah, that was it. We just didn't. Sometimes the rush of the moment. You know, you make the comeback, you're right there, and it's really hard to get over the top. You see that a lot where teams come back and they just can't get over the top after they come back. And that's what we ran into tonight. But you know, our effort in the second half. You know, that's something to build on. What we have to learn to do. We didn't start well against Indiana. Is start well in those kind of games. Hopefully we can get that over the next couple of weeks.
Do you wish you had another Villanova-type opponent on the schedule between now and the start of the ACC season?
Well, William & Mary beat Wake Forest, so they're pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah, we have a good team coming in that game. And, we've played, we played Cincinnati, Wisconsin, Indiana on the road, and Villanova. Not many teams play that many, so we've played enough.
Are you surprised at how many three-pointers they took early in the game?
Nah, they were averaging over 20 a game. They just decided to take them all in the first half. But you know, it's one of those things where if you're making them, you keep taking them. And we were late. We were late. You know, and by late, I mean not playing really bad defense, but against the Villanova, you're late if you don't move on the pass. In other words, if you wait and see their player, say King, catch the ball, and then you decide to go cover him because it looks like he's going to shoot it, you're too late. You got to go every time the ball's in the air, you got to go at him like he is going to shoot and make him put it on the floor. We didn't do that the first half. We did it the second half, and that was the difference.
Gary, are you? Is the team getting like more comfortable with that zone because it seems like they're using it more, or is that more or less out of necessity?
We're going to play man-to-man and play zone depending on the opponent. You know, I thought our man-to-man was okay. We just couldn't get over the screens quick enough to keep them from getting threes. We went zone to try to take them out of the threes, really, which sounds funny, but sometimes if you disrupt the rhythm of shooters, in other words, it looks like you have more time against zone, but it's a different shot than it is against man-to-man a lot of times. So, you know, it worked tonight, but I was ready to go back man-to-man if it didn't work.
One or two more, please.
You mentioned Mosley tonight. I mean, what was it that did have him going as well as he did offensively, do you think?
He was really looking for a shot. In other words, against a good team like Villanova, you don't get off open for long. And every time he was open, it seemed like he was getting the shot off before they could react to him. It was the same problem we were having down the other end. And he saw his opportunities and did a great job. And, you know, the problem we had, you know, we had to shoot the ball really well because we only had 7 offensive rebounds and they had 23. And that's not going to get it done.
Eric only made 3 attempts in the first half, but came out firing in the second. Was that just a matter of circumstance, or was there more?
Yeah, I think he got more aggressive. Eric, you know, that's the constant theme. You know, stay aggressive with Eric, and sometimes he is and sometimes he isn't. But I like the way he responded at halftime. In other words, he came out, he knew we needed him to score, and he was willing to do that. I mean, it's hard being a scorer because you're kind of putting yourself out there. You know, if you don't make shots, you look bad. Eric took that responsibility, and it was good to see.
Gary, how much do you think Gravis has really felt the burden by sitting on the bench a lot of the first half? Did that hurt him in the second half that he didn't get into the rhythm as much?
I really don't know. It's hard when you're used to playing. I know it's hard when you're used to playing a lot. It's hard to do that. But if that's the way it goes, if you get into foul trouble, when you do play again, you have to play like he wasn't in foul trouble the second half, really till the end. And, he's got to be able to handle that because that's going to happen.
Thanks, folks.